This is part two, and I realize I want to share this with you. And as I mentioned, our emotions produce energy in our body. So if you are feeling angry, think about where does the energy go in your body? If you're feeling fear, where does that energy go? So here are some that I've picked up. Fear often goes to your throat. You feel it in your throat or your stomach. Anger is often in your stomach or in your head. Pleasure can be in your genitals. Excitement can be in your stomach. Mortal terror. This is fear, but it's extreme fear. It also goes into the bowels or genitals. Love goes to the heart. Shame and confidence goes into your lower abdomen or your bowels. That's shame. Your bowels, your lower stomach, your lower abdomen. Sadness and grief goes into your heart and chest. So I want you to recognize, understand that these emotions are really powerful. They can affect your health. They can give you a diagnosis, a medical problem. They can cause all kinds of medical problems for you if you're not aware of them. So number two we're looking at, we just covered why our emotions are important to us. And then the second one I want to talk about is called emotional intelligence. And it's just a brief thing I'll talk about, but research shows that emotions are more important than your intellectual IQ. You can see people are brilliant in their intellect, but emotionally they're not. Deficient emotional skills can be the reason for more than half of all marriages ending in divorce. Emotional intelligence refers to qualities like being able to understand your own feelings, self-awareness. Number two, empathize for the feelings of others. Empathy is an innate quality that can be shaped by experience, by watching others, by imitation. Number three, we can regulate our emotion in a way that enhances our living. Persistence. Social deafness. What they mean by that is we're able to read a social situation, as I mentioned earlier. 90% of emotional communication is nonverbal. So I'll read that again. 90% of emotional communication is nonverbal. So the four A's of emotional intelligence is that we're aware, self-awareness, of being conscious of what we feel, and the ability to pull back and recognize that what I'm feeling is anger or sorrow or shame. Awareness allows you to give a name to what you're feeling. It allows you to exercise some self-control to manage your emotions so we can process information better. Number two, acceptance of our emotions enables us to feel the emotion. I know some people are afraid of love and don't want to feel it, or they don't want to feel anger, but we must accept. Jesus was emotionally healthy, by the way. I didn't think I said that to you. He was healthy in all these different emotional groups. He knew how to express anger when he threw them out of the temple, fear when he didn't want to go to the cross. And you can read in the Bible, you can see that he had joy, that he had all these various emotions and knew how to use them in life-giving ways. In life-giving ways. Acceptance of our emotions enables us to feel the emotion and acknowledge it without fear or judgment of it. Number three, discovering the relationship of your attitudes to your emotions enables you to see which attitude is no longer valid or is lie-based. We hold certain truths about emotions which are not up for discussion. That's just the way I am, we say. That's the way things are. These truths we believe about anger and about the other four emotions are attitudes. They're anchored beneath the surface of consciousness. There are beliefs that grew out of experiencing pain or pleasure. A person who believes anger is dangerous has come to this belief by being hurt or threatened as an infant or as a child by someone both angry and powerful. They experience being hurt by an angry adult. And these are called survival-based emotions, the ability of anger. Number four is action. I'll go back to anger a minute, our attitudes a moment. Some people have the attitude that that anger is wrong. As a Christian, we should never get angry. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not. In other words, forgive them before you go to bed that night. Anger is an emotion for making things right, but we associate anger with bad. If I am angry, then you are to blame. I am angry because you've done something wrong. If I am angry, then I am bad. See, trilogy. If I am angry, then you are to blame. I am angry because you've done something wrong. If I am angry, then I am bad. That's number three, our attitude towards our emotions. Number four is action. We become aware of our emotions and attitudes, then we can make them work for us. We can choose actions based on an attitude and emotions that will increase your self-esteem and lead to more pleasure in life. I know you're going to have to listen to this a while and play it over and ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight and revelation as to what we're talking about. But emotional intelligence, this is number two. And we didn't talk about that a lot in group, but it was discovered. The people who wrote a book on it is Peter Salovey, S-A-L-O-V-E-Y, and John Mayer. And they did some research and was discovered that... I won't go into that more. But emotional intelligence is more important than your intellectual IQ. I see people that I see that are very, very smart intelligently, but emotionally, they're not able to function very well. They're not able to relate to other people very well. So emotional intelligence, God wants, is at working in all of us to help us change our emotions so they're more life-giving to myself and to my husband or the people around me. I've noticed the last couple of years that when I say something that's kind of rude or unkind to my husband, I'm aware that I just did it. I'm aware of the tone, emotional tone of how I spoke. Now, here I'm at 85 years old. It's taken me a long time. But I became aware of it, and then I would quickly apologize to Jerry and say, I'm so sorry. Because I'm aware of my emotions, of the tone of my voice, awareness that we can have a better relationship with the people around us. That's number two, emotional intelligence.